Okay, here in Gurgaon, India, 16th May 2024, and temperature wise, the highest maximum temperature forecast today is 108, and which is 42 degrees centigrade, and minimum is 77 Fahrenheit, and which is 25 degrees centigrade. So I can go into that question that Lorian wanted me to share today, and I will just read that. The question is Romans 10:9-10, Jesus as Lord means what doctrinal and practical daily use? So this is a question, and it is very simple actually, that all the believers taught the right doctrine, like in Nepal, Krishna, and you know, all the leaders, overseers, Jyoti and Sureshji, Krishna, Radhikaji, and now his son, Pradeep also, and daughter also, sharing the same thing. And in India, Stephen, Sharmaji, like many, many. Like if I name, it will take a long time, so I will just mention a few. And they may not know the scriptural base, but they are taught very simple way to do the things that God puts in your heart. The inspiration, desire that God puts in your heart, you do. And at the same time, God of all wisdom and goodness and kindness, He brings to us every day a new day in which He has orchestrated already things coming to our path. He has arranged something to do, because we as a human being, we get bored if there's nothing to do or boring things to do. So God has, according to the willingness of that person, that is also a base. If the person is willing to be led by God and walk step by step forward in that direction, the high calling in Christ Jesus, He is able to orchestrate. And those who God knows will come to the profitable, prosperous path. God knows who is at what time, when. Then accordingly, He will just arrange such a way that this person will eventually come to this right path to hear the right doctrine. Like on the day of Pentecost, they heard these words out of the mouth of Peter and the apostles, and it pierced. There was power. Words has power. These ones who God brings to be saved, such as should be saved. God add to the church, such as should be saved. We don't add, we don't win people. God adds to the church. This is also a doctrinal thing that we need to know. From the doctrinal point, like scriptural side point, to have Jesus as Lord, to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, there are some scriptures which very simply clarifies what it is and what it is not. And what it is not is written, of course, many other places too, but very specifically written down, spelled out, is in Romans 16:17-18. Romans 16 section is greet such and such, salute. Salute means draw near. Salute so-and-so, 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 and very good report of these individuals. And then comes this verse, Romans 16, 17, 18. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine. So these individuals are somehow speaking different words, different, not the right words, right doctrine, right practice, which ye have learned, and avoid them. Stay away from these guys. They could be very nice people, wonderful, but God's wisdom is stay away, avoid them. And then explains, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ. So these individuals are not serving the Lord Jesus Christ. So exactly what it is not serving the Lord Jesus Christ. They speak different words, speaking, practicing different words. Obviously, they are not walking by the Spirit. They are not using the Spirit of God. Maybe they are not even born again, or could be born again, but not walking with God. So they are speaking the contrary doctrine, different doctrine. These people are not serving our Lord Jesus Christ. In our minds, we say Jesus is our Lord, means we do things, serve the Lord Jesus Christ. What is serve the Lord Jesus Christ? And what it is not is to teach different doctrines, cause divisions and offenses. And then verse 18 says, for they that are such serve not Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words. They speak good words and fair speeches, but not the words from God. They are not words from God, but good words and fair speeches should be nice, but these things deceive the hearts of the simple. So how not to serve the Lord Jesus Christ is not speak bad things about Jesus or not praising him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's not doing that to Jesus. Didn't go to church and sing praises, or go to church and sit and listen to the pastor's teachings. Nor that this person does very kind things outside to the neighbor, this kind of things. But as Romans 16, 17, 18 says, that is not. So it's very clearly, simply spelled out, serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, end up to be own belly. And how they do it? By good words and fair speeches, but not the right doctrine. It's not, the words are not coming from God directly. Deceive the hearts of the simple. Then how do we serve the Lord Jesus Christ? Okay, this is not. Then how we will serve the Lord Jesus Christ? Like a lot of people have different idea about how to serve Lord Jesus Christ. Sounds, some of them are wonderful, apparently great sounding. But 1 Corinthians 12, 1 to 3, I will read. Now concerning spiritual gifts but matters, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Now we have the Spirit of God. So that's the focus here. You know that ye were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man, no one, speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed. Speaking by the Spirit, so speaking tongues, unknown tongues, also speaking by the Spirit, prophecy, interpretation, that also be here. So no man speaking by the Spirit of God. So Spirit of God, speaking by the Spirit, prophecy, speaking tongues, and so forth, call Jesus accursed. But of course, this one context is certain individuals, unbelievers, they heard believers speaking in tongues, so they thought they were cursing Jesus. So, but it's not. Speaking tongues is direct communication with God and builds you up. And that no one can really say that Jesus is Lord. No man can really say that I serve the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what it is. But except by the Holy Spirit. So, very simple. To serve the Lord Jesus Christ is by the Holy Spirit. So everything we are doing is by the leading of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So it is very simple. And we are not saying these things to Nepali leaders, Indian leaders, all these things. We are just made it even simpler that you do what God puts in your heart. What God inspires you, you do that. And willing heart to live for God. And the reason we live for God is because God is light, in Him is no darkness. So with God, who is our daddy, is always profitable. So it's good thing for me to be willing to be led by God, willing to do the things that God puts in my heart. And God is the source, the connection that God made available through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now we have access, and God has access to us through the Spirit. And we can go directly to the Father. He can give us wisdom and knowledge and our eyes of understanding being enlightened. His wisdom, knowledge, He will walk us through. We move in that prompting and we walk in that. So it is very simple. Therefore, in Nepal, India, and everywhere, actually, it's very simple that right doctrine, right practice is given by the Spirit of God, by these individuals like Krishnaji and other many leaders. So the one who is ready ones, they know ready ones are being added. God is just bringing the baseball, the pitch, which is home run ball. That kind of ball is coming all the time, because when we walk in that path, that home run ball will come. And you simply swing and then home run, ball going out of the ballpark. And God is the source of all things. God is the one who daily comforts us, encourages us by way of directly or by way of someone that God arranges to meet you, or just you are inspired to go out to shop or to watch TV or to do dishes or whatever. That this one day God has made for us. So since He made it for us, So when we are willing to engage in the things that God has for us, then we have a wonderful day, blessed day. Even storm kind of situation pops up, that our minds are directed to God because we learned this right doctrine. Right doctrine is to just go to God, look to God. Don't eat the negative food, the wars of the world. So one who served the Lord Jesus will use the Spirit of God and get the triumph. God always causes us to triumph in Christ. And out of us will come the beautiful, lovely fragrance. So that is the simplicity. And we are not teaching in detail of these verses and Greek and this and that. In fact, I haven't taught these things at all, but simplified, something you can do. See, we need to communicate so that our desire is to communicate, so that someone who hears something, like out of our mouth, they know what to do after that. And God gives us those words to those who are willing to be made whole. So on this topic, it's very simple. Okay, scripture-wise, it's very simplified here also. And the encouragement to each of us is to just move with that inspiration, prompting of God, and the things that God has for us for our day, we are willing to engage. We want to move in that, whatever that they are. And our mind is focused on God and to receive His wisdom, comfort, not the world's perspective words that we will accept, but we will accept every word that is proceeding out of the mouth of God. And when we do this, we will get excellent result. When we will walk in this, it's easy, easy, simple. God keep bringing the projects for you, the good works that He has before ordained, planned for you, keeps coming. And we engage, we execute, and behold, great outreach, many people will be saved, you will prosper. We are executing this wisdom of God to sow seed, honor God first, so that God can open the windows. I continue to repeat, encourage this point, because this is also one of the fundamental things that only spiritual person can do. One who made God at the top level, seek He first, that kind of person will be able to understand the incredible benefit of sowing seed and how God is able to make all grace abound towards you. We need that. God says, I can do all this thing. So please, please. And even the seed for sowing, I'm giving you. So sow it. Sow to the place where you are inspired to sow. And it is not to the charity you will sow, not somebody who's needy in Africa that you sow. God's already gave the framework of the logic. Even through Moses, that these things went to the ones who are blessing that this spiritual temple, the tabernacle. And it's very simple, again, the where you are really being built up spiritually, encouraged, your life is being flourishing, that's where you will sow that seed. and require humility and honest heart for God to be able to show that. And when those people just do that, there are plenty of honest and humble souls. So they are just doing that. And they are flourishing. Great flourishment. And yesterday, Rubin was with me, and he shared about the new field. Then, Rubin, as he began to walk with God, God gave new field. And in Aligarh side, in one of the villages, and great signs, wonders, and miracles took place. Everything was orchestrated, how Rubin would meet such a person and how that person will be able to have faith. So this family was in the village, was the least and poorest of that village then. They didn't have a proper house. It's worse than a shack. And little room only for to have kitchen things. And they slept under the shed outside. No water, running water, no electricity. And the sun was, since 3 years old, then 18 or 19, oppressed heavily by the spirit, evil spirit. And at that time, when Rubin spoke to them through phone, didn't see them face to face, through phone, was ready to pass out, means to fall asleep, that son. But Rubin walked by the Spirit and spoke like, no man can serve the Lord Jesus Christ except by speaking by the Spirit of God. So he spoke the words, the spiritual words, which was given from God. And incredible miracle took place. After he has spoken, he didn't know what took place there, but shortly the father called him and shared with Rubin what happened. Incredible miracle. Evil spirits spoke out of the son's mouth, "We have to go now. We have to go." Something is taking place there. They are kicked out. The angels moved. Everything is happening. Rubin just spoke. And many evil spirits came out from the son, and which the father testified, shared with him. This is what happened. And not only out of the son, the evil spirits left, but the mother, his wife, out of her also came out many devil spirits that the father never knew that she had something like that. And Rubin realized, wow, there's power in this words that we speak. Our words materializes. The words of the world, it, when spoken, most of the time it evaporates because there's no faith. But the words that we speak, the words given to us from God, is quick and powerful, life energy and powerful. That's what we are able to do. When we will decide, like when we confess with our mouth, that's the starting point. God said, say Jesus is Lord, and then connection. Jesus is Lord means to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you're going to walk by the Spirit. You speak by the Spirit, you use His wisdom, you give gifts of healing, healing and miracles and all that through Spirit of God, as God is inspiring you, and believe that God raised Him from the dead. Second point, we believe, which we don't see, but we believe what God said, and believe that God hath raised his son, Jesus, from the dead. Then thou shalt be saved. So you and I have incredible potential, ability, capability of God. Incredible authority and power. The right hand of God, power and authority. You have it. And God's communicating. God wants to enlighten your eyes that you are such a person. One you who will decide to walk with God every day and willing to move in the direction that God is leading you. Say one Krishna, millions, and one Sharmaji, millions. And like that, one you as equal to Christ. You are a very, very powerful person. You are the world changer to heaven. You are the one who will transform this dark world to heavenly world before Christ returns. We will do impact incredibly. So, okay, that's what I want to share just now.